it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
More memories are made when you're there for live NFL action. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered. As the official marketplace of the NFL, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat. Their interactive seat map gives you 360-degree previews of your section to make sure you have the best view of those pivotal plays. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. And you can even customize your Ticketmaster app to rep your team's colors. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NFL.
Welcome to the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kirkwood, screen name Kirk Bees, here with my two boys per usual. The notorious one, Derek Farnsworth, at RG_notorious, and my man, former Millie Maker winner, Bobby Gomes, at Bobby Gomes DFS. What's up, fellas? We're back for week five. Week four was a good one for me, although I have some tilting, some things I can tilt. I did call Komet and Fields on the show and had that going into Sunday and then blew it all up for had to play the 4K QB AOC and just totally tanked my lineup. So for DraftKings, that was tilting. Yahoo was great. But how'd you do, Noto? What's going on?
Yeah, what's up, boys? It's funny. By the time Friday rolls around, I hardly remember what happened last week. I had to go back and look how I did. Only had one team cash, but ended up being all right. So thank you to Christian McCaffrey and those four touchdowns. And this show can never go off without a hitch. This is the second time recording. My internet crapped out the first time. So hopefully we can get a whole hour worth this time around.
We're good. We're tightening up. What's up, Bobby?
We are tightening up. We got a lot of good comments last week, a lot of good feedback. We told you it's going to take a couple of weeks for us to gel, you know? And now we're here, and we're ready to rock and roll. Week five's coming. We're already, what, a quarter of the way through the regular season? Or it's pretty much, well, it's 18 games now, so not really. But, yeah, basically just excited about DFS and NFL week five. Kirky coming at me on Twitter about the Celtics. I don't know if we want to get back into this because we just did it previously, but – you can state your
man,
case.
You're really upset about this, huh?
I am. I was a little upset, you know.
Don't be upset. It's just so to me, it's like a knife in the back when a fellow Bostonian starts bad mouthing the Celtics on Twitter and the Celtic fan base. So I expect it from the entire rest of the country, which is what everybody does. I don't expect it from within. So I had to comment, you know, and
I get it.
You know, so like what feels like a knife to me felt like a knife to you, I'm sure, with my comment, you know. So it's,
yeah,
in my eyes, we're even. But
okay, I'm excited. No, that's for fine. The Celtics. Eye for an eye.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Celtics season. I think that on paper they look awesome. We'll see how it all works. There's a lot of, you know, question marks. Will Porzingis health, will he stay healthy throughout the year? How much will they play him? All that stuff. But, you know, it's plus that Dame move to Milwaukee was great for them. It's the East is going to be fun, you know.
And, I'm with you. I'm excited. Noto's got
Lauri Markkanen and Jordan Clarkson. So he's
and Kessler.
He's looking forward to it.
Yeah, Kessler.
Oh, yeah, Kessler.
So what's the root of the argument here, Bobby? I missed the
spot. I'm not a homer. I'm like very critical on my home teams, and the Celtics are just they're going to win it this year. It's been the last 4 or 5 years now. I just want them to play a few games. I understand they're the best team in the league on paper, but I want to see them play it out a little bit.
All right. This is, I just pulled it up. Here is the entire Bobby sent out a tweet. He was retweeting somebody that said that Scalabrine.
It was Scalabrine. Right? He's on the broadcast. Bro,
every NBA coach, general manager will tell you right now that this is by far the best roster in the NBA. And he quote tweeted that, and Bobby wrote, "This team is exciting, but I have a feeling by the end of the season, the green teamers will make watching them unbearable for me. Most delusional fan base in sports." So he's calling his own fan base the most delusional fan base in sports. So then I saw that and I wrote, "Were you dropped on your head as a baby?" You know,
I shouldn't have gone with it. They are like the most, they're the biggest like Yahoo Lemmings fan base. Like they'll never be critical of this team. It's just, from the broadcast down, this is how it goes. It's just been this way forever. And that's my issue with it is I just want them to play the games. I want them to close out a series versus Jimmy Butler. You know what I mean? Like supposedly this great team. Well,
they did
like,
that for they did the, year before. Then they didn't.
And they lost in the finals, and they had a lead in the finals, and they blew that. So like, Tatum choked in the second half of that playoff in the final game of that series. Like,
there's still young kids developing. You know, the future is still bright. We're not dealing with a fat old James Harden. You know, or
no, I get it. I get it.
But anyways, this is a football podcast. Sorry to everybody, but hope you enjoyed it. That little thing, but this is week 5. We've got 10 games. We lose 4 teams for the bye. First bye week, Cleveland, Chargers, Seattle, Tampa Bay are off the slate. Only one that really, you know, there's a little firepower there with the Chargers, some Tampa Bay stuff, but, and then we don't have San Francisco, so we don't have to worry about CMC going for 50 fantasy points, which helped me last week. We don't – who else is off on the Green Bay and Raiders, which is nice because the Raiders have a bunch of injury news now that's popping up with, like, Davante Adams not practicing, Carr is questionable. Cowboys are playing San Francisco, so that game is off. But we still have 10 games. We've got some pretty good top firepower matchups. We've got Kansas City has the closest line, you know, -3.5 points in Minnesota, 52.5 point total. I bet on the Jets last week and, loved Mahomes making the right play in football at the right time. I never had any doubt that he was going to go down at all when it was open end zone right in front of them. So I was happy to see that, that helped the bankroll for your boy, but, they didn't play very well. You know, at least in the second half. So, Minnesota's defense is not the greatest either. So this game has shootout written all over it at 52.5. Next game, Philadelphia is 4.5 point favorites traveling to the Rams, who have overperformed for sure, at least in my expectations. 50-point total there. Then we're going to have some takes on how to play this Miami game because Miami's offense is just ridiculous. But they're 12-point favorites against the Giants, who, unfortunately, I was feeling a little too comfortable betting on the home dogs like the Jets the night before, and I took the Giants in that game, which was the worst bet and was the most tilting bet on the planet, watching Daniel Jones just throw pick after pick and take sack after sack. They haven't scored a touchdown in 2 home games. This team sucks. But okay, well, so there's that game. So then we have Cincinnati. Burrow's look terrible, -3 at Arizona. We got a Detroit game at home against Carolina, which is kind of interesting, but those are like the key games, at least to me. And then we've got other games with other players we'll get into. But you got the injury news total. Usually you're always up on that. Are you any big injury news for us today?
Looks like Cooper Kupp's coming back, so we'll have to talk through that receiving situation for Los Angeles. Looks like Amon-Ra St. Brown is doubtful, so Josh Reynolds also questionable in that one. Could see some really cheap receivers pop for the Lions, and then David Montgomery, obviously. he's getting a ton of work, and that's a good spot for him, which we'll cover. And yeah, I think you wrapped up the slate pretty good. The big question for me is whether that terrible Giants offense is going to be able to do just a little bit of pushback against the Dolphins. That's all. It's really all we need, just them to put up 20 points, and I think that could be the best game of the slate.
Plus, the chalkiest wide receiver looks like it's going to be Wandale Robinson in that game.
3K. Yeah.
Bobby, what's how are things looking? Nice call on the Achan. We have to say it's not Achan, Achan.
It's Achan, yeah.
Yeah, I know you were tilted because you messed it somehow. You didn't.
I didn't play him combo enough, and I wanted to lock him. I called him on both shows that I was on last week. Thought he was a very strong play. I ended up locking CMC, which was good. I was very overweight on Puka. They were like my three favorite plays. So immediately, like I was in a very good spot. And I just didn't play Achane for whatever reason, just because trying some different things in my process and didn't get there. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I feel you. I had I called Komet and Fields as my favorite stack. And I had that going into Sunday, and I blew the whole thing up for AOC on DraftKings. So DraftKings was a disaster. But and I was also tilted when I mean, Komet was the absolute nuts, you know, because only tight end to really do anything. Mark Andrews did stuff. I think we called that too as well. But anyways, let's break it down. Let's get our feel for this week. Hopefully we all crush this week. First thing I like to do, I look at the Blitz most plays, and then I compare it to Thorman's article over on ETR to see if we get like, up in pace games. Cardi, surprisingly, again, the highest from play standpoint, he's got the New Orleans, New England game. That game should be disgusting, but we'll talk about it. Then he also, their second highest most plays is Baltimore Pitt, which is another game I wasn't really thinking about playing much on. And then you've got the KC Minnesota over at Thorman's article. It's KC Minnesota, Philly, the Rams, Tennessee, Colts. The Colt, I'll tell you what, Noto, Anthony Richardson looks freaking amazing. You were on that since day one. Bobby liked him too a little bit, I think, throughout. I don't know. Bobby's in a tweet war with Jesse right now. So, wait, yep. Did you get anything good?
I'm losing. I'm currently losing.
Yeah.
I'm about to wave the white flag. I don't think you can win. I don't think you can win versus Jesse, to be perfectly honest. So.
Well, anyways, so those are the games. We'll start it off. We'll go running back. Talk about that. Head over to QB like we do. Pair it up with our wide receiver for stacks, tight ends. Bobby is coming out with the fire defense this week right off the bat. As someone called him out on that, said, let him down.
I am actually. Week. I have it ready to go.
Nice. So I'm psyched about that.
It correlates with my favorite running back too on the slate.
Ooh. Nice. And now, and also from the comments, the people do want the UFC plays, and I got two winners that I'll be giving at the end of the show. One is a max bet for me, which is a big one, big boy. So we're going to be stressed out watching that fight. But there's no sweat like a UFC sweat. These guys put their freaking lives on the line, right? You know, and it's crazy. Anything can happen any moment. But I got a nice winner there. All right. At the running back position. From a chalk standpoint, it looks to me like Achan is going to be the chalk now after, you know, getting more usage and coming off of two massive games. It just 8 rushing attempts for 101 yards. The thing that's crazy about him is he looks like the Tyreek Hill of running backs. Like, he's just so electric. He's also first in yards after contact per touch, first in missed tackles. He got up to 66% of the snaps last week. So that's a nice increase, 61% of the routes, another increase there. So he's still has Mostert to compete with, but this matchup couldn't get any better against the Giants, who are just awful. And then Joe Mixon is going to be going to be chalky a little bit. I actually like him this week. I'm like the anti-Mixon guy. I know the guy kind of stinks. He's not very efficient, but he's got some little bit in him. And this is a great matchup. And I just think with the way that Burrow's been playing, they'll probably lean on him a little bit more. But other than that, Kamara, we called that. He got a ton of targets, so that was good. David Montgomery, we got to talk about. Breece Hall, Bijan, Swift, Stevenson. Who are the guys that are standing out to you, Noto?
Yeah, I wasn't excited to see Joe Mixon pop as like the best point per dollar option, and pretty much all the models across the industry don't like that. Because I have a history of playing him and being mad that I played him. So I don't know what to do there. My favorite running back play is Bijan Robinson. He's had increased snap rates each of the last 4 weeks. He has one of the highest route rates of any running back in the league. Great matchup at home against Houston, one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. So I think it's a really good spot for Bijan Robinson. And, yeah, I mean, Achane is certainly interesting, you know, now that – doesn't look like Jeff Wilson's going to play. He was originally activated off of injured reserve, but sounds like he's going to be out. So one less guy to worry about in that backfield. And then, yeah, the David Montgomery one, especially with the Amon-Ra St. Brown not expected to play. He's had something like 71 touches in his three games so far this season with the Lions. And, I mean, I talked about it in my article a little bit. We saw Jamal Williams break the, you know, all-time rushing touchdown record last year, and Montgomery's role is even bigger than what we saw from Williams last year in this offense. So I do think he's interesting. Panthers dead last in rush DVOA and rush EPA. So I think it's a really good spot for him at home.
Let me add one more thing with him. Jahmyr Gibbs popped up on the he's questionable now. He was added to the injury report on Friday today. This is we're recording this at 6 p.m. It's not a good sign. They said he likely tweaked something in the final practice of the week, but putting his availability at risk, that's something to monitor. I like David Montgomery either way, but I mean, unfortunately, that will probably just shoot him to the moon for as a chalk play. Cause like you said, Carolina dead last and DVOA against the run. Bobby, talk to me. Yeah. Running backs.
Yeah, so for me, like, basically getting into it right away, Achane and Mixon seem like the two chalkier backs based on projections. So I'll just go at this from a GVP perspective. This is kind of what I was arguing with Jesse over. I really couldn't really elaborate on Twitter. But, yeah, I would prefer playing Achane. I'd probably play him under the field and then play in an X-ing Mixon. Like, Mixon at 6,400, I have no interest in. Seems like terrible leverage. I just hate playing Mixon for what it's worth. Arizona is good against – is bad against the run, I know. You're taking Higgins out of the equation in terms of the Cincy offense. It's still, though, I don't want to get to Mixon. Like, I'd rather go to other places. Achane's a very strong play. He was my play last week. Like, I really liked him. I thought he had a much higher ceiling at 5'7" than Javonte Williams, who was pretty much the Mixon play of last week. Hitting every optimal. And yeah, he only got there in 8 touches, but I don't know. I think Achane has a lot more paths than Mixon to being good chalk, I would say, even at his current projected ownership. So whether you can fade him or not, like, there are good pieces in that range. And there are good running backs in general. Noto hit on Bijan. I think Bijan's in a fantastic spot. Derrick Henry's at Indy. Indy's hemorrhaging, like, run points to the running back position currently. Kyren's in a really good spot at 6'7". Philly's giving up a ton of pass catches to the running back position. Kyren's obviously seeing a ton of work in the passing game. So there are definitely plays here. Noto talks about Montgomery seeing a stronger workload than Jamal Williams. They're more on the higher end. I'm just saying, in terms of like where I would like to go in terms of a pivot off Achane, if I was fading Achane, would be DeAndre Swift, 6K. He's right there. I think he's in a really good spot versus a Rams defense that really outside of their D tackle there. His name is slipping my mind currently, but Yeah, they're not really bringing a ton on defense. So I like Swift a good bit. Connor versus Cincinnati, people can make the case for him at 5'8". He's seeing a really good workload. I think I'd still prefer Achan, but Connor grades out pretty well. My favorite play at the running back position, it seems to be the play that's getting steamed up the most around the industry now, is Breece Hall at 5'4". Like, his snap count's going to increase. He's a much better running back than what people, I think, currently give him credit for. He hasn't seen a full snap count. There's two other backs in that situation, but I don't know, I'm doing whatever I can to get Breece Hall in my lineups this week.
All right. I love Breece Hall as like a player. I think he's absolutely electric. I get worried when I look at this snap share, right? Like 44% last week, Dalvin Cook, 25%, 31% for Michael Carter. It's a good sign that Dalvin's been dropped down after his first two duds to 25% the last 2 weeks. So clearly Breece Hall is the lead back, but like it always worries me. But Breece Hall feels like to me. So I was just thinking how I tilted last week more is because, so like, I remember at the beginning of the slate, I had the Carolina D. So everything like went up perfect for me. Carolina D, I had Javonte Williams who got injured, but I had DeAndre Hopkins, and they threw that like 60 yard. Did you guys see him miss DeAndre for like a 60 yard TD in the end zone? It was crazy. I feel like if I just got that, I was going to be off and running, but I would have been bombed. But with AOC anyway. But so Breece Hall feels like the Javonte Williams. It's just like the matchup is just incredible against Denver, right? Like, this Denver D is just awful. So I'm with you there. Derrick Henry is back. I kind of figured he would start coming along. Question. Do either of you guys like Kamara with getting 14 targets last week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate him. Derek Carr is still nursing that shoulder injury. Tough matchup against the Patriots. But if he's not going to be able to throw it downfield very much, got to think Kamara's going to get a lot of those dump offs. What about you, Bobby?
Yeah, the shoulder injury is why he got those targets. I wonder how long that'll take to kind of – like, I think like the backup probably should have played there. Who, Jameson Williams? Is that not Jameson Williams? Jameis Winston? I'm just bad with names currently today. Jameis Winston should have probably played in that scenario, but Carr seemed to be hitting like a lot of short A-dot targets. I think that'll probably happen again in New England. So, yeah, I don't hate Kamara. The Patriots defense is pretty banged up. They're missing like four. They have guys who are injured, like four guys in the secondary who are injured currently. Judon is out, so there's not much of a chance for a pass rush there. My play in that, I like going back to Olave because I think people are trying to make Olave work last week. Maybe Carr's a week better with the shoulder, can get it out there to Olave, although he hasn't really targeted, like in the games I've watched, he's not really going to him as much as I would like. Yeah, but basically from the running back position, I don't hate Kamara. The Breece thing, Breece got coach speak. Like, he's off. He's not no longer on a snap share or snap limit or whatever. So I think that I actually didn't want that news. I just wanted it to kind of happen naturally because I think that's what made people kind of start to hop on Breece. We didn't talk about Madison and Pacheco. They're both at 5'7". Think they'll be relatively chalky. I'm not chasing Pacheco. Madison, I'm fine with. Madison did get the third down roll, which is pretty important because obviously Cam Akers, we were trying to figure out if he was going to work in or not, and this is likely going to be a game where they're trailing. So the fact that Madison still was on the field on third downs, I think that's like good for him. It basically says that he's fine to play at 5'7". Well, like I said, my favorite play is Breece.
Yeah, I was going to mention Pacheco. I wanted to hear your guys' takes on him because, like, he had 23 touches for 158 yards, 20 carries. It's like, when do you see that with, like, a Patrick Mahomes offense running back with 20 carries, 20-plus carries? So, but he did look electric in that game. It was a tough matchup, and he he did well. The Vikings is obviously you go more against them with the pass, so I would lean Mahomes too, but like he's still only 5,700. And maybe, you know, if he's going to get more usage or even close to that kind of usage going forward, 5,700 would be a steal. Noto, you have any thoughts on Pacheco?
Yeah, I think I prefer him over Madison if deciding between the two, just because the Vikings coaching staff was saying they're going to do the hot hand with Madison and Cam Akers. Obviously, you know, Madison was much better last week and he was the hot hand, but I just worry that if he gets off to a bad start, we've seen him get off to so many bad starts, that it could be the Akers game. So I would lean Pacheco, but yeah, to your guys' point, I prefer Achane, prefer Swift, Connor, some of those other guys in that same price point.
I thought Akers looked pretty good, to be honest with you. He didn't get much work, but he had 5 for 40. He was averaging 8 yards a rush. He looked to me, he looked pretty good, but it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
What's his price? I don't think we're probably playing him, but I'm just interested.
4,900. I mean, it's a Chiefs game with a monster total.
In a larger field tournament, like I wouldn't mind taking a shot on that. Like if that switches at all, just getting some exposure there. I think you can make the same case for Jalen Warren at 4,900 too.
Over my guy Najee.
Yeah, I wouldn't be claiming Najee as your guy currently.
I know. I play too much Najee always.
Damian Pierce is in a neutral game script, and he's seen snap increase last week. I don't know. I don't want to play too much Damian Pierce, though, but I do. Jalen Warren and Cam Akers are interesting at 4.9. So to get into Najee, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Kirk.
No. No, I have not. I was joking. I was just saying Najee's one of my guys that I always play too much because I'm always looking for him to fall in the end zone twice. DeAndre Swift would be the last guy, I think, kind of around this range to mention. That should be another good game for Rams. He had another 14 carries last week, looked pretty good, had a touchdown, utilizing the passing game, 4 targets, 4 receptions, an extra 20 of the yards. Has rattled off one really good game against Minnesota and then 2 solid games against Tampa and Washington. So this should be a good game. Any interest for either of you guys, or you like the other guys that we already said?
I love Swift. I think he's a really good play at 6K. Like we're seeing a defined role for him in this Philly offense. So I don't mind getting to him. There's another pivot off Achane, which Jesse brought to my attention. And it's Mostert at 6'2". He's direct leverage off him. So I guess if you're trying to get off Achane, Mostert's not the worst play.
Yep. Any game script concerns for this? Either you guys like this Houston, the Texans Falcons game to kind of go off?
I don't know about going off. I mean, Stroud's been awesome so far, and you know you can beat the Falcons through the air, and you can beat the Texans on the ground. So maybe you play Bijan and Stroud with one of his receivers. We've seen Nico. 3 weeks, yeah. Nico or Tank,
but yeah, I think Nico is like the wide receiver. Like he's underrated for sure.
What about the Denver situation? If Javonte's out, are we just avoiding it?
Go, Bellies.
No, yeah. So, like, it's still like it would be Pirine, and then they're running in McLaughlin, I think it is. Is that his name?
I think it would be McLaughlin. You're up.
Yeah, you might be right on it being McLaughlin. You're up because they seem to really like him, and he's played well. They're giving him an opportunity with 2 healthy running backs. So, yeah, it could be McLaughlin. What price do we have for McLaughlin? Does anyone know?
Yep, 5K.
Oh. Yeah, I guess he would definitely become more in a consideration. Just have to kind of see what projections are spitting out.
Bobby wants the 4K. He wanted a 4K.
I did want a 4K. I don't know if I want. Do we want a 4K though? Because then we know.
But 5K is the new 4K. 5K is the new 4K.
Yeah.
All right. That's running backs. QB. To me, this is like keep it simple, stupid. To me, it's like I think like the upside with Hurts. Like after playing AOC, I was like, I'm just such a bonehead. Like we've got proven got fantasy assets. Like Josh Allen and Diggs was obvious last week. I should have been more. I played them on Yahoo in my main line with McCaffrey. That's why I won. But like, I should have been on him on DK as well. And I was mad at myself for not. You know, like, we've got Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins, and Tua. That's like it seems like this is like that's who I want. Like, yeah, you can go down to Burrow, but like, I'm sick of this guy already, right? He's clearly injured, and his offensive line can't protect him. He's not mobile. It's a real problem. He loses T. Higgins. It's like, I'm done with him for now until he shows me better. Matt Stafford is there. Noto probably has a Daniel Jones take that I'd like to hear because, God, he looks – I mean, I don't know who was worse, Daniel Jones or Mac Jones. Fitting that they both have the same last name. But Anthony Richardson, actually, so he would be my favorite. So those four, if I wasn't playing one from those four, I would probably look to try to get Anthony Richardson or Stroud in. But maybe we can play a Zach Wilson. Maybe we can play a Russell Wilson. I don't know. Tell me what you guys think, Noto.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I have a big three. That's Hurts, Mahomes, and Richardson. I think just their floor ceiling combo is so much better than everyone else. You can include Tua in there too. We've seen the Dolphins, you know, run up scores already this season. So even if they get out to a big lead, I think he's going to be just fine. But, yeah, I mean, Hurts has got, you know, really good weapons. He's got a very concentrated offense, which makes stacking easy, which is always nice for tournaments. And then the tush push remains undefeated from the one-yard line. Mahomes. The problem with Mahomes is either playing with Kelce or what do you do? I kind of like playing Mahomes with like Jefferson or Mahomes with Hawkinson. Are you guys pairing? Who are you pairing Mahomes with?
Well, there's only there is one guy. Rice is going to be popular.
Yeah, that's the problem. He could get even if he gets a touchdown. That still might be 3 for 30.
Yeah, I know. His floor is extremely low, right? Like with any of these guys, but. What were you going to say, Bobby?
You don't need a double stack Mahomes. Like, if Kelce catches two touchdowns, you're fine with the single, right? I think he hasn't been, like, over 70 yards in six games or something, but
I don't think it matters. I think what matters is that this is a big game against Minnesota that could – like, these are two – this game should shoot out, right? The game against, like the Jets, like, that shouldn't shoot out, right? Like, when you think about it, like – if you're ever going to play Mahomes to Kelce, like this is the week, no? On the road in Minnesota in the dome.
I was just saying, is there anyone else you feel good about with Mahomes besides Kelce?
It would be Rice. Honestly, McKinnon hasn't – I think he got like five touches last week, but I just think they save McKinnon. And then he gets his spots. Like, he gets, like, weird – gets, like, goal line touches occasionally. Like, he's just in – he still doesn't have the ceiling, though, at his prey. I don't even know. I would just single him with Kelce. I wouldn't overthink it.
So it would be, like, Rice, Sky Moore, or maybe Tony – but, like, none of those can field. I mean, I guess Rice would be number one on that list. I can't go Marcus Valdes-Scantling. I mean, maybe. Who knows what they end up doing. But
problem is if you play with Kelce and you put in Jefferson, you got, like, 4K a player left, you know?
Yeah. And Watson's seen 43% of the snaps. Like, I know Watson's not great, but he outpaced, like – I don't know. For me, it's Rice or Watson, I guess. If you're just picking another receiver, Rice and then Watson, I guess. These other guys, I just can't play ever.
Can you play and make it? That's kind of what I'm thinking about doing.
In smaller field stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I play, I guess. So.
Yeah, but what's the point of playing him over Jalen Hurts? At least, like, with Hurts, you get more rushing upside, more equity. Although Mahomes rushes a little bit. I don't know.
It's tough, yeah.
Yeah. All right, but that's QB for me. I mean, can you guys make cases for anyone else?
I will play some Daniel Jones and Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson at 4.9 versus the Denver defense is just bleeding fantasy points to everyone. Wilson looked good in an island game. I know people are going to say, oh, you're definitely chasing, but I don't know, to get different, I think you can, in larger field stuff, they make sense. And Daniel Jones busted an island game. No one's going to want to go back to him versus Miami, but we saw what he can do when he's basically – when he forced to come back. Like, he can rack up fantasy points in a hurry. Now, that's not me saying that Daniel Jones is good, because I think he's absolutely terrible. But I think that you can consider him at that price tag and in that game environment versus the Dolphins. We kind of hit on Richardson. Who do we hit on? Kirk. We hit Kirk Cousins, Richardson, Hurts, Tua. I think those were the four that you guys said. I think you could include Burrow in that in large field tournaments. The problem is the game pace for that game just looks terrible. I think Cardi has it as the slowest pace on the slate. So 121 plays, that doesn't seem too enticing for me. That's usually something I would try to stay away from. But Burrow's 6,200. Him and Chase are going to get right eventually. Chase is going to get a touchdown this year, I would imagine. So I wouldn't be surprised if it comes this week and gets two.
I can play Chase, but I think I'm just going to play Chase alone. I think I've seen enough from Burrow right now. It doesn't mean he can't feel healthier and get it together, like you said, and just make me lose, you know, and wish I had him, but I can't do it. Daniel Jones, man, he took 10 sacks. One of them wasn't like a real sack, at least I remember watching, but that team is just a train wreck right now. And it's like the perfect letdown. What do they do now if they lose? They're going to lose this game. They have a tough game, I think, next week too. I don't remember who, but I remember it being tough. It's their season's going to be basically over already. I don't know.
Nice part about Jones is you play him with Wandell or Slayton or Waller, and then you bring it back with Tyreek, and you still have so much money left over. So, I mean, if that works, you're in a really good spot.
If you think about it, we have Wandale and Achain hitting optimals too. So there's going to be some fantasy goodness in this game, correct? It's a good way to basically differentiate your exposure to that game, I would say. And everyone wants to play Tyreek. So, yeah, I definitely think by the end of the week I'm going to have more Daniel Jones than I feel comfortable with. But you got to take chances.
I think I'm going to write down – do not play Daniel Jones, just to
that might not be the worst idea.
Because I've been here too many times. All right. Let's move it on over to wide receiver with the stack. So we're gonna have to talk about Wandale. I'll have to hear both of your guys' takes there. Marquise Brown is gonna be chalky. The usage is incredible. 10 targets last week, 7 receptions, almost 100 yards against a tough San Francisco defense. He's the clear target monster for Arizona, who's been shockingly competitive in pretty much all their games. Justin Jefferson on the high end. Jamar Chase is just too cheap for the old Jamar Chase. Did have a big game against the Rams, but disappointed last week. Tyreek could go crazy. Hopkins, I mean, he was literally – Tannehill just missed. He missed him a couple of times, but just missed him on a 60-yard bomb right off the bat, which he should have hit him. He was wide open, just off his fingertips. bad pass, 5,700. I just think a big game's coming. I like this game kind of in the dome in Indianapolis. Garrett Wilson is probably my favorite play just because I kind of bought in a little bit with Zach Wilson being competent, or at least Bobby said that, that you're going to have some Zach. I mean, he made some good throws. The momentum is there for him coming off of I know he blew it with the fumble, but whatever. He had them in that game against the Chiefs. That's got to feel good. Garrett Wilson, obviously there's a connection there. You know, they came in together. They have the ability to Wilson has no problem yelling at him on the sideline, which I like to see. But Garrett Wilson is a freak. So if you feed him the ball against this Denver defense, I mean, honestly, I'd play Garrett Wilson with head chopper at QB this week against Denver. So, I love him, but I mentioned that AJ Brown went ballistic last week. And it's like that was like a reminder. Like anytime you forget about one of these like alpha stud wide receivers, that's when we should be playing them because they can go off. So who are you on?
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of the good plays, and I love that you bring up Chop as the guy that you entered into your fake football lineup. Chop's one of the best. But in terms of guys that are going to be low-owned that I like, Bobby brought up Olave. I think he's really interesting. Derek Carr's shoulders is a concern. But Patriots, could be without their top four cornerbacks this week. Their stud rookie cornerback was just placed on injured reserve. They just traded for J.C. Jackson from the Chargers, and he has been absolutely terrible this season. So I like Olave. He's seen double-digit targets in three of the four games this season. I like Michael Pittman. You can stack him up with Richardson. He's seen 27% target share, 27% air yard share. We know Tennessee's a little pass funnel there, so I like that. And then I like Darius Slayton. Everyone's going to be playing Wandell. I do like Wandell, min salary. But he runs more routes. He plays more snaps, and he's kind of their deep threat. So the offensive line can hold up a little bit. I just think he provides some nice leverage off of one of the more popular values on the board.
What do you got, Bobby?
Two receivers that really stick out to me. Michael Pittman. I think he's a really – like, I don't want to play Josh Downs or Alec Pierce, but I'll pair Richardson with Pittman. We know Tennessee's a pass funnel, so he's someone that I want to get to. You hit on Olave. Got to figure out what the deal is with the shoulder situation with Derek Carr. But yeah, they're down. They could be down four corners. Like Olave is definitely a guy that you want to utilize in a situation like that. If you're the OC for New Orleans, just can't really assume rational coaching and can't really assume that Derek Carr is going to be able to get him the ball with the shoulder injury. Tyreek's definitely my favorite receiver on the slate. I don't mind going right back to Tyreek. Tyreek's leverage off of a guy like Achan, too, if you think about it. Like, one, if he catches an 80-yard bomb or 70-yard bomb, he's taking a drive away from Chalk Achan. So that's interesting seeing him project as strong as he is. Chase is going to get his two tutties. Like, no Higgins this week. I think he gets two this
two
week.
Tutties.
Two tutties. So
bet that prop. Bet that prop.
He's 1,100 less than Tyreek. I just – that game environment just makes me, like, not want anything to – like, I would love it if it would play a little bit more paced up. And there's another guy that I think is in a really good game environment, but he's not currently being utilized like the number one receiver that he is. And it's actually – A.J. Brown in this Philly situation who is being utilized, but I like Devontae Smith. I think that he's actually Jalen Hurts' favorite target, but because of whatever went on over the last three or four weeks between A.J. Brown and Smith, or Jalen Hurts not looking the first two games at A.J. Brown, they've been peppering Brown, and eventually it's going to swing back the other way, and I want to be on the other side of that when it's Devontae Smith. Rams secondary isn't going to be able to cover either of them. So I really like Devontae Smith too. I'm going to bump his projection a little bit.
I love Nico Collins. And talk about you've talked about two leverage spots, both, you know, on with Mostert on Achane and with Tyreek on Achane. But like the ultimate leverage in that game, if you're really thinking, has to be Jaylen Waddle, who's hasn't done anything yet, who absolutely nobody's going to play. And like, why against a Giants defense that they should have their way, wouldn't it make sense for them to be like, all right, let's get Waddle's the man today? Like, there's no reason why it couldn't be him, right?
I'm with you. 17 and a half yards per catch for Waddle. I mean, we haven't seen him do it. We know how good he is. I don't mind jumping, getting ahead on the Waddle train either. There's a lot of like under the radar plays that aren't projecting well at the receiver position that I like, and it's going to be difficult to parse through come Sunday on who's my favorite. I'm just starting to realize that. But yeah, I think you make a really good point with Waddle being very good leverage off of Achane.
And what do we do now with this Rams offense? Is Puka out with Cooper? I mean, we can't play a 7,700 with Cooper Kupp coming back, can we?
No, you can't. But you do have to work. Like, don't go run to play Cooper Kupp because it's a hamstring injury, right? Like, these things linger. I think it's just a knock to both of them, pretty much. It definitely hurts Puka.
All right. Any other flyers or people we missed, or should we move it on over to tight end?
Let's move it on over to tight end. But first, I have to do a read for Ticketmaster. If you guys want to give me that time to do it.
The people love the read. Everybody's happy. I don't know. Have you gotten any commercial offers? Anybody else coming here? You're going to have to turn the DMs off. I'm sure you're getting hit all the time, but take it away.
Yep. Let me find it first. I had it and then I lost it. Shoot, where is this read? Here it is. Taylor Swift, Ticketmaster. Oh, Ticketmaster copy. More memories are made when you're there for live NFL action. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster got you covered. As the official marketplace of the NFL, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat. Their interactive seat map gives you 360-degree previews of your section to make sure that you have the best view of those pivotal plays. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. And you can even customize your Ticketmaster app to rep your team logo, team colors. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NFL. Kirky, this seems like something you would like, to be able to rep your team colors as the homer that you are, you know? You can get in there, put your Celtics green teamer, get the logo going. You should be all over this.
Yeah, why not? First of all, like, I don't know what – I'm a homer, but I'm not a homer. Like, I'm pretty objective, but, like, a low-key.
I would strongly disagree with the Celtics. I would strongly disagree.
No, I just support my home team. That's all. That's what any red-blooded American should do, you know, support the home team. All right, tight end. We've got Kelsey going to be chalk, expensive. Well, 7,600 feels like kind of a fair price in this game. So I do like that. TJ Hockenson on the other side is going to be less popular, should be for sure, but should have a lot of upside. Mark Andrews came back from the dead with a big game against Cleveland, two tutties. If you guys are playing Daniel Jones, maybe this could be a Darren Waller week. I don't know. I won't be doing it probably, because I wrote it down to not do it, so I better not do it. But other than that, what do we have any like cheap chalk that's going to bust like usual we've had every week? Like, who's the cheap chalk tight end that's guaranteed to bust? Like, we should just start with that. But what do you think, Odo?
The cheap talk is going to be Zach Ertz, but it's hard for him to bust when he gets 12 targets a game.
Yeah.
But I think everybody's going to go to Sam Laporta now that Amon-Ra St. Brown's expected to miss. Really good spot there. And, I mean, if Josh Reynolds is out, what do we do here? Do we just play Khalif Raymond? Do you try Jameson Williams coming off of the suspension? We didn't really talk about it much, a receiver, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's – so there's a – that's also – let's put in the whole scenario. If Bert if Gibbs, sorry, is out too, that's some running back targets as well. So, I mean, who are we looking at? We're looking at Jameson Williams, Khalif Raymond, Marvin Jones, 3K Marvin Jones. I captained him on Showdown a little while ago. It didn't work against the Packers.
At least that'll be the last time you ever do that.
Yeah. That's going to be crazy. If this all shakes out, if Josh Reynolds is out and this is going to be, these guys are just going to have to get targets. There's just nobody else.
Yeah.
Williams.
I was going to say, you're going to be able to play DeMont, Raymond, Laporta, and Williams and still have like 7K per player left. You could take their whole offense pretty much. And
then you've got Mahomes and Kelsey.
Yeah.
You could, because I'm sure you could probably do that. I'm sure you, hold on. Well, Bobby, who do you like at tight end? You're giggling over there. So you got a good tweet you're sending off or something.
Yeah. So Dallas Goedert's probably my favorite versus the Rams. Goddard got to get going eventually, right? Like it's going to happen. 4,200 seems like a pivot off of a 5K Laporta, even though I think Laporta is likely a good play, especially with the injury situation that you guys kind of just talked about in terms of Detroit. Mark Andrews is another guy. Like I played him last week. I'm going to go right back to him versus Pitt. Cardi has it as a pace up spot. I can play some Mark Andrews. Interesting to note, even though he's hurt, running in a, like, I guess they're running a three tight end situation there. But Kyle Pitts is down at 3-3 versus Houston. I don't know. Maybe you could play Pitts. It's cheap. He's better than Ertz. He's more talented, you would think. But Ertz is going to get 15 targets at 3-5s. I'm just thinking, I don't want to play Kyle Pitts. Never mind. If I'm playing Daniel Jones, I'm definitely not playing Kyle Pitts. Like, it's one of the two. That's pretty much it. Kelsey, obviously, best tight end on the slate, but I don't really have to get in that because we all know the spot that he's in.
I just made the build. I just jammed in Mahomes, Kelsey, Jefferson. I jammed in Montgomery. I jammed in Jameson Williams with Khalif Raymond. And I just hit optimize with my current projections, and I got Breece Hall as the other running back. So I got Mahomes, Hall, Monty, Jameson Williams, Khalif Raymond, Wandale for the other cheap play with Kelsey, Jefferson, and then Titans D.
Don't steal my Breece Hall play, dude.
It's pretty good. Pretty good squad.
I mean, that's – if all those players are, how does that lose?
It's DFS. Anything can lose. I like it, though. It's a good team.
And my ugly tight end play from last week, Logan Thomas, just goes off on Thursday night. Could have used that last week.
He looked good. I liked him last week, too. I guess the only Hunter Henry could be in the mix.
I like Tyler Conklin. If we think Zach Wilson's going to be decent, Broncos really bad against tight ends, and he's at least going to be a couple percent rather than 12% for Hurts.
To the Hunter Henry call, it's like the exact opposite. Saints are a buzzsaw versus tight ends, so just a heads up there, Kirky.
Yeah. I wasn't really going to play him. I was just mentioning him.
Oh, he's worth the mention, yeah.
I was just mentioning, I'm dangling it out there to see if any of you guys like them. Irv Smith. is got off the injury report now from his hamstring.
I feel like he is someone that's going to, like, he's going to have to see targets. Like, they're removing Higgins. If he gets a full, if they say he's a full go, then I think he's a really good call. That's a sharp play. That's a sharp play in my opinion.
And just trying to look up how Arizona's been middle of the road, a little bit pretty good actually against tight ends so far. All right. Are you ready, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm ready. I have it. You guys,
Bobby Gomes, DFS defensive segment. Let's go.
The Jets. It has to be the Jets, right? Like, they're playing Denver. Denver's terrible. 3,100. Jets get pressure. I like Breece Hall. Correlates with Breece Hall. I'm going to be playing a lot of Jets D. Yes. Hopefully it works out.
Looks like the Titans are going to be chalk at 2,400 just because they're cheap against the Colts. It makes sense, though, with you can't run on them, and then Richardson may be forced out of the pocket, whatever, take some sacks. I could see that working out. Noto, who are your favorite D plays, or do you not ever even have a favorite D play?
Yeah, I never get defense right. Just copy what Bobby does. But I put together a little pressures and sacks chart in the first look, and three defenses with the most sack potential. Dolphins number one. They're going to be pretty popular, but they're expensive. The Lions number two against the Panthers, and then number three is the Texans, which I thought was kind of interesting. The problem is Atlanta's not going to throw the ball at all. So, yeah, I don't really love any defenses. I'll probably just take the cheapest one that I can fit with the rest of my guys.
Are you a hate defense guy, Noto?
Huh?
Are you a defense shamer?
Yeah, I mean, bring the kicker back. I'll take a kicker over defense and tight end.
I guess two kickers.
I don't care.
I like them both. I say take them both. It's really, really crazy.
So you would go defense and kicker, Curry?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Yeah. Remember Siege had the kicker model, the edge, back in the day?
I don't remember, but I wish I did, because
with Detroit hemorrhaging players, the Panthers defense has been pretty good. 2,200.
Ooh, nice call by Kirk.
No, anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, that's leverage, right? I mean, that's if everything shakes out the way that. Probably won't. I bet you Reynolds will play, but who knows? All right, let's finish it off with our stacks, favorite stacks. One for the large field millie maker type, extremely large field. One for the smaller field stuff, higher dollar, maybe single entry three max type of thing. Let's go. Who wants first, Noto or Bobby?
I'll go first. I'll go Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith.
All right, I got two for you.
Who are you bringing it back? Who are you bringing it back with?
You don't have to bring it back. Kyren probably would be my favorite to bring it back with.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you, Noto.
No, that's good. I like Anthony Richardson to Michael Pittman. You can bring back with Hopkins. You mentioned he almost had a touchdown last week. Looks like Burks is probably going to be out again. You can bring it back with Chig. We didn't mention him, but he's a cheap tight end. Then I also like Dobbs, Marquise Brown, and Jamar Chase. Kind of a cheaper stack. We didn't mention Dobbs, but 40-plus rushing yards in three straight games. He's playing well. They're at home.
I like this Dobbs call. Oof, that's a sharp call.
He'll regress back to his usual state, but I like him for 1 week at least.
I mean, I said I got to stick to what I said, which was I was going to like hone in on my, you know, Hurts, Mahomes, Tua, or Cousins. I guess from an ownership standpoint, I mean, I'm going to take Kirk Cousins in this one. You know, with playing the Chiefs, they're going to have to be passing a ton. They haven't have been, you know, too successful running it on the ground. Great spot for Jefferson. So I know it's chalky, but that will be my smaller field stuff. And, you know, I'll try to run it back with Kelsey. If not, I'll go to Rice. But I think I'll try to make a priority to Kelsey and just have to use a bunch of value around it. Tua would be my large field, large field. So he just never ends up getting enough ownership. And I think the way to do it in large field is what we said. I think let's play Waddle with him. And then let's hope that Waller still has some juice in the tank, and let's run it back with a tight end. And that's what I got. All right. Any final words for the people? Bobby, you want to share this tweet you're about to send out right now?
No, it's good luck to everyone. I was just reading the thread that I had missed because we were on the show.
Excited to read it once we stop.
Yeah, good luck, everyone. Hope you have a good week five. Win some money. That's it.
Nope. Noto, have fun with your boys' trip.
Yeah, it should be fun. Rent a little house for the weekend, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, the comments were too nice last week, so give us a hard time in the comments this week so we can tilt Kirk a little bit. And Kirk, build at least one Daniel Jones stack. You got it.
But I wrote down, do not play Daniel Jones. All right, I'll do it, and then I will ream you out on the show next week if it doesn't work, or you will get all the glory if it does work. So
I hope it works.
Just gotta come through for me. All right. Oh, the UFC picks. Final.
Oh yeah.
Almost forgot. I got. Let me check the lines. Pull up the current lines real quickly. I got a winner for sure. I got a max bet for me, which is going to be big, and it's a favorite. And I normally don't like doing that, but I'm going to take Joaquin Buckley. He is. You can find him anywhere 175 to 160 minus 165 to 185, depending on your book. He's just better than Alex Morono everywhere, in my opinion. I think the only way he loses, unless he just doesn't come out like I'm expecting him to, like, and he's sick or something, or hurt or something like that, and just, or he gets gases. He shouldn't get gas. So he should be better in every facet. You should only have to worry about a lucky knockout if Morono knocks him out, luckily, on some shot. But like, Morono is not even a power guy, so Buckley should have his way. He has so many paths to win. He could win by decision. He could grapple with him. He should knock him out, or at least be the better striker and the more powerful striker. So that's my max play. My other bet is Alex Hernandez. He's anywhere from minus 115 to minus 130. I was about to pull the trigger on him yesterday when he was plus 120. I don't know what happened. The line moved overnight, so a lot of money came in on him. I still think the line is too – I think he should be a bigger favorite than this over Bellagio. So those are the guys. Alexander Hernandez is a play, and Joaquin Buckley is a max play. Good luck if you tail me. And let's win if you fade me. And I hope you lose. But all right, that's a wrap. I think we made decent time, had a good show. This has been the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast Week 5 edition. We'll be back next week for Week 6. Good luck, everybody.